guys. We got stories tonight. We're going to get this shit out of the way, because anytime this motherfucker, he used to be here all the time, then he moved to Milwaukee, and every time he comes to
a show, all the crowd does is they want to see this guy, and they just keep chanting, Steve, 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 Steve,
Hey, everybody. I'm really glad to be here. Drove down from Milwaukee just a couple hours ago. I got to see Eric, Dwight, and Claire this weekend up in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee or Midwest Gaming Convention in Milwaukee. I'm really glad to be back here. I think this is my first time telling a story at Your Stories in Chicago. And I don't know how long, maybe a year or so. So I'm going to talk about one of the rules on the internet. And that's you have to name things. Domain names, in particular, are a really important part of the internet. I got into building websites towards the tail end of college. I basically took one class on web development, and then I had an internship at Looking Glass Theater Company. And during the course of that summer, it came up, we should have a blog, probably, and an online magazine. This was 2006, when not everybody had a blog. And I said, oh, yeah, I know how to do that, because I took one class. And over the course of the summer, I made myself know how to do that. But one of the first questions is, well, what do we call it? What do we call this online magazine that we're starting? And one of the artistic directors, Phil Smith, was like, I got it, definitely. Art Antica. Perfect. What does that mean? Asked everyone else on staff, who wasn't an ensemble member with the theater company. It was a very specific reference to a misspoken line in the company's early history when someone was supposed to say Antarctica and yelled Art Antica. Perfect name for the online magazine. This was an argument for a little while. I think the compromise we came to was it'll be lookingglassmagazine.com, but it will be called Art Antica. So coming up with good domain names is tough, which is something I have struggled with over the purchasing of, well, I could count on this list how many domain names I've bought in the 8 years since. What I'm going to do now is give you a glimpse into my addiction to purchasing domain names. So, Looking Glass Magazine was the first domain name I purchased. StevePersh.com, of course, had to get that. SteveVector.com for my Twitter handle and username everywhere else. I wrote a play at the tail end of college that involved the purchase of 6 domain names. The play was called The Screens Between. It was about someone coming back from the Iraq War, and his fiance was addicted to a soap opera. So backfromiraq.net, megstersmusings.com, that was the fiance's blog, feathermail.net, that was the mail service she used, CSB Daytime TV was the website for the soap opera she was addicted to, and also, of course, Between Screens, because we were going back and forth on should the play be called The Screens Between or Between Screens. Then after college, I started making notes and writing a play based on the 1992 presidential campaign. So I, of course, had to buy changeversusmoreofthesame.com, which was how James Carville summarized the election. Changevsame.com, and one other that I couldn't find in my email history. I was considering framing this story as an AA parody, because I'm addicted to buying domains, and I thought that's really not appropriate. Alcoholism is a serious topic. But then I realized that I actually didn't remember buying a lot of these. And it was only through looking through my email history that I discovered a political phase where I bought thewaristerror.com. DraftJesse2012.com. as I said, I was a theater major, so a couple of these relate to early theater involvement post-college. MargotBordelon.com, ClayIsHere.com for the play Clay, which was somewhat produced by an organization called Ghosts and Gods, so GhostsandGods.com. LovoRama.net, purchased for the house theater. When I was on their junior board, and LovoRama was the Valentine's Day fundraiser. AndersonVillains.com for one of my many long-form improv groups that I had over the years. A couple for organizations that I no longer belong to. The TitanicPlayersRock.com, my college improv group that I bought after I was in the group. Two domain names that my high school homeroom teacher asked me to buy at my 5-year high school reunion. JaegersTech.com and Tech400.com. A couple of these relate to silly projects that didn't go very far. Wikishakes.com, which would have been Shakespeare Wikipedia. BeerAbby.net, which was for a web series I did with Claire where she was giving advice, like Dear Abby, but it was Beer Abby because beer was involved. And that brings me to a series of domain names that involve ex-girlfriends. StephenClaireBestTeamEver.com. I know. Yeah, me too. until I was searching my domain name history.
Before, after they were
ex-girlfriends. Before. That was an anniversary present. I forgot. Oh, man. So, of course, ClaireCFriedman.com, ClaireCeleste.com. The post-breakup exchanging of goods is weird enough. It's especially weird when you have the, like, oh, here's the stuff you left in my apartment, and I need to get you your domain names at some point. But, yeah, a lot of these are just, like, friends and acquaintances. A friend from college was like, I need the GoldenNugget.com. Okay, I'll get it. Family, TheLonerRanger.com, my aunt's interior decorating business. Co-occupation.com, my brother's an occupational therapist. Happy Hours, because he had an event where they were talking about the apps that they used. AndyPersh.com, AndrewPersh.com, SusanCampbellPersh.com. And finally, all the domain names that I bought related to the Nerdalogs. Yeah. BillNihilist.com, YouOnlyYOLOOnce.com. The trouble with being a domain name addict is you think of something that's just a single joke. Like, I need to get the .com. You only YOLO once is a single joke. I don't really need that .com. But I also have sadtrivia.com, fisticuffsgame.com, friendzonester.com, a domain name purchased for a potential sketch that never actually happened. And I thought I was getting over it. I peaked somewhere around owning 30-some domain names. I was really happy when it got down to 11. I was like, I'm so close to having only one page of results in my management screen for the domain names I own. But because it's 11, it clicks over from 10 to 11. All right. And then I thought of another joke. I just read Twilight of the Elites by Chris Hayes. And I was thinking, boy, would it be funny if there were clubs for this book like there are Lean In clubs. Lean In, the book written by Sheryl Sandberg. Is that her name?
Yeah,
that's right. So Twilight of the Elites. .club is now an extension. This is a terrible problem for domain name addicts, that there are a bunch of new top-level extensions. .limo. .luxury. .anything. .sexy. .pics. This is a problem, because I was able to buy Twilight of the Elites .club for $5. But also, the .com was available, so I'm like, I'm taking that. Chris Hayes, if you're listening to this podcast and want Twilight of the Elites .com back, I'll give it to you. Al Gore.website. was the third. The trouble with being a domain name addict is once you buy two in a night for Twilight of the Elites, AlGore.website is just sitting there for $4.88. Which brings me to another tough part of the internet, quizzes. Nerdalogs.com is our current website. Also, thenerdalogs.com redirects to nerdalogs.com. Nerdalogs.website was available. And I thought, that is so dumb that .website is a top-level extension. But doing dumb things is one of the best parts of the Nerdalogs. So, by applause, should the Nerdalogs website switch to nerdalogs.website. All right, by applause, should I keep it nerdalogs.com? Yeah. All right, well, I will take that under consideration. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve. It is a real treat to see you twice in one weekend.